Yes, welcome in this evening to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, where we always deliver the biggest and best in sports on Friday nights between 8 and 10 Eastern Time. And of course, all of our guests joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. We do indeed have another outstanding lineup straight ahead as we get you ready for Super Bowl 49. We're also going to take some time to talk some college basketball. But right now, we're packing our bags. We're heading out to Salt Lake City to visit with Utah Jazz television play-by-play announcer Craig Bowler-Jack, who is joining us on the Progressive Celebrity Guest Line. He's going to provide some news and notes on his Jazz. Good evening, Craig. It's so nice to have you with us on this Friday night.
Well, Lisa, thanks so much. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. You know, there's been so much attention in the Western Conference on this sustained winning and dominance of Golden State, but we wanted to give the Jazz a little bit of love and some attention and hit on some of the other teams. And, I think back a year ago, I mean, the Jazz really struggled mightily, a 25-57 record. But since then, a lot of positive change has taken place. You have a new head coach in Quinn Snyder, and here we are. We're at the midpoint of the season. Are you seeing some tangible results and signs of progress?
You know, I do. I really think the win-loss record may not prove that out, Alyssa, but, you know, Quinn Snyder was hired basically to be a teacher and to implement a defensive mindset with his Jazz franchise. And I think little by little that's coming into play. I think it's going to be a process. You know, he has connections with San Antonio Popovich. He was the D-League head coach for the Toros, now the Spurs. And he's learned a lot from Pops. Obviously, he was a Duke point guard under Mike Krzyzewski, so he's been well-trained through his tenure as a coach, also at Missouri, before he had some issues and the program slipped away, and he went back and reset himself. And he's an interesting guy. He's a passionate individual, Alyssa, and I think he's the right guy for the challenge. To win, especially in the Western Conference, it's about defense, and that's what the Spurs have dictated for so many years, and that's what Quinn Snyder's trying to implement here. So it's a process. I appreciate the fact that, you know, you guys are looking past, you know, the Golden States and the Portland Trail Blazers and what they do, and the Jazz are trying to become those type of teams, especially like San Antonio. They want to have that ability to play defense first, and then hopefully allow that to be open up their offensive skill set.
Jazz television play-by-play announcer Craig Bowler-Jack is joining us on our Progressive Celebrity Guest Line tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And as we kind of reflect back over Quinn Snyder's career, he started in the NBA over 20 years ago with the Clippers. And as you said, I mean, he's had an opportunity to work with some of the best guys in the business, but this is his first NBA head coaching job and opportunity, obviously, with the Jazz. What was that number one objective when he came on board? You were talking about defense.
Yeah, defense, and I think he wants to teach. And I tell you, I think it's maybe a lost art, Alyssa, in the NBA. And why I say that is there's a lot of players who now make the jump after 1 year. And, you know, back in the day, you know, 4 years and out, maybe three and out. And now you see if you play 1 year, it's basically a one and done type of situation in most situations in college basketball. And I think a lot of times players do come into this league unprepared for the NBA. You're 19. Dante Exum, who the Jazz drafted fifth overall last summer, actually was 18 when the Jazz took him back in June. And I kind of think to myself, what was I doing when I was 18? Alyssa, I don't know if you want to mention what you were doing, but let's be honest. You know, a lot of times you're just not prepared to be a professional working with grown men day in, day out. So I think where the league's going, and I think where Quinn will come into play and a big factor here, is a lot of 19-year-olds, a lot of 20-year-olds who really have a skill set of individual mentality. He's trying to put them and form them into a team concept, which, again, I think we've kind of lost in this league. There's a lot of great individual play, but at the same time, I think you'll see the great champions play within a team concept. And that's what Quinn Snyder was hired to do, was to make sure you bring, you know, great skill set players, but make them into a team. And I think teams have been lost in many ways in professional sports. So the Jazz have an idea of maybe turning that back to the old Jerry Sloan way, the old-fashioned way. We'll see if it works.
Well, he certainly was a man, a coach ahead of his time, and an offensive innovator, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. Pick and roll. He had Stockton and Malone, by the way, and that did help.
Oh, I certainly miss those days. Okay, so in order to have these dynamic changes that you're talking about, defense, teaching, I mean, it really is important for what Jazz fans to be patient, because player development is critical, and it is truly a systematic process.
It is. And, Alyssa, there are nights the Jazz look like they understand that. There's nights recently the Jazz have been basically, you know, slapped in the face by very good teams. We have seen Oklahoma City over the past week. We've seen Houston. We have seen Golden State and Klay Thompson and Steph Curry. And I think they understand the next level that it takes in this league to become a champion, or at least to compete in the Western Conference, which I think you'll agree is a chore in itself. I mean, there's some just incredible basketball teams and coaches in the West. Not to try to take anything away from the East, but it's just a higher tempo, just a different style of play the Jazz are up against in the Western Conference. But I think little by little, there's a few names that are making progress. I think Derek Favors is one of those. I think Rudy Gobert, if you don't know much about Rudy, those listening, Rudy Gobert, I think, is going to be a player that that not only Jazz fans know, but NBA fans will recognize here in the next year or two. He's 7-1. He's out of France. He's in his second year. He's closing in on 100 block shots. He's a great rim protector, and all of a sudden, he's become the focal point, Alyssa, of this Jazz defense. And I think he's going to probably more or less demand more playing time, maybe even starter minutes as this process continues in Utah.
What about the development of Cantor, 6'11" center, and this is his fourth NBA season. He's a terrific product out of Kentucky.
He is, and I'm glad you brought him up, because this is kind of the quandary right now. Gobert is the defender, and Cantor has the offensive skill set. He was well taught by former Jazz man Big Al Jefferson, now with Charlotte, and he's got great foot speed. He's got the up and under move, and he's actually taking his game outside as well. So they're trying to find or formulate a plan that both these players can be satisfied with minutes, and also can they coexist on the floor at the same time, along with Derek Favors, who's come miles and since the Jazz picked him up in the Deron Williams trade a few years ago. So, you know, it's an ongoing process, as you mentioned. I think right now this year is being used to evaluate and decide what the next step will be, how to fit those pieces into place in the Quinn Snyder system. It's interesting. It's frustrating. But down the road, you hope that, you know, good things, great things can come about.
We are visiting with Craig Bowlerjack, the Jazz television play-by-play announcer. But right now, we're up against the clock. We're going to step aside and be rejoined with Craig Bowlerjack right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.